Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a wonderful and a blessed day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice. I shall shout. I shall sing praises unto Him because He made it and He put me in it. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opportunity. Amen. To be in the land of living. This is another day that I've seen that I have never seen before. And I know that God has great things in store for me today. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie, New Season Ministry, located 1830 Lamont Drive in Dallas, Texas. Or you can catch us on Facebook at New Season's Christian Ministries. Amen. / Steve Dinwiddie. Amen. P.O. Box 383-006, Thunderbill, Texas 75138. If you would like to write to us, or if you would like to share, amen, in the ministry that we have for the people in the community of Oak Cliff. Amen. I'm thankful today because this is a great day. Amen. I thank God for the opportunity to come before this listeners. Amen. I ask that God will continue to bless us, God, that He would enrich us, that He would call us to multiply and be in good health even as our souls prosper. Praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, because He's been so good to me, so good, amen, that I cannot tell it all. But while He's given me a few minutes, I do want to share the Word of God with you. Amen. I have a great topic on today. It's going to be hard to kind of put everything together and compact it. Amen. It's 15 minutes, but I do thank God for, amen, this revelation that He's given me. He's revealing, excuse me, some things in the Scriptures, amen, that I want to really study. Amen. And today we're talking about, praise the Lord, agreeing with the adversary quickly. Agreeing with the adversary quickly. Amen. So many times we listen and we hear, and sometimes we even quote scriptures. Amen. But we want to make sure that we get a revelation from God, what He is saying in the scriptures. But before we go to that, let's go boldly before the throne of grace. Father, we bless you. We praise and magnify you. We thank you because you're an awesome wonder. We appreciate you, God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the great I am. You are buckler and our shield. You are fortress, and we trust you right now. We trust you, God, because we know that it's you that has made us and not we ourselves. And so we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praises. And Father, we are thankful unto you and come to bless your name, God. Ask that you would open our hearts to receive your word today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. You know, as we begin to think about, amen, the scripture, amen, when we look in Matthew, it talks about, amen, Matthew, the fifth chapter, to agree with your adversary quickly, amen, lest when you come before the judge that you be judged and you'll be sentenced and you will be cast, amen, into prison. So many people read that scripture, amen, and they quote, well, it says agree with your adversary quickly, and so they think that it means that we need to get along, that we need to make sure that we're partnering up, amen, with our adversary. Well, the word adversary, amen, in the Hebrew, amen, is talking about, praise the Lord, the plaintiff, amen, in a courtroom, someone that has brought a charge against you, and some speculate that is a just cause. There's a reason why they're taking you to court, amen. There's a just cause. But I'm reminded that the Bible says that they called, that they accused Jesus, and there was no sin, neither was that gal in his mouth, amen. I'm also reminded, praise the Lord, that when he was to be crucified, amen, that they let Barnabas go, and they crucified Barabbas go, and they crucified Jesus on the cross, even though that John and Peter, praise the Lord, and they began to preach the gospel. The Bible said that they were set in prison, praise God, for their right doing. Also, look at James, amen, that was beheaded because James that were beheaded, that they were killed, amen, because of their right doing. Looking at Paul and Silas, amen, they were in the hinder parts of the jail. So when I start thinking about it, and what is just? Is it just because it is the community that they're involved in? It is because the citizen of that country, amen, have brought these charges against them. And so when you think about what is just, justified. That does not mean that you were guilty, praise the Lord. It doesn't mean, amen, that the punishment that you are facing, amen, that you are in agreement with that because you may not have done anything wrong. So when I start thinking about this scripture, God began to open up my eyes of understanding. He begins to reveal some things to me. And when we look at the world system, the world, there's a way that seemeth right to men. I mean, according to, amen, their flesh and their ideology and their knowledge, amen, there's a way that seems right. But I tell you what, that way leads to destruction. So when a person accuses you, amen, we're getting in that day and age now. Well, when we say things against the world system, amen, when we say things against, when we believe against the things of God and the biblical principles, we may find ourselves in a court of law. So when I started reading this, God has shown something to me that I think is very profound. When it says, amen, to agree with your adversary or your plaintiff or your opposer, what God has shown me is that you need to size up your opponent. You need to make sure that you know who you're going in there against, praise the Lord. You need to make sure that your documentation is in order. You have to make sure that you've studied the hand of the enemy and how he's going to present his case, lest you will be in prison, lest you will be found guilty, praise the Lord. So God began to open that up to me a little more. I said, my God, let me keep reading this. Let me keep studying this. Let me keep praying about this. God, let me stretch this out. What are you really trying to say to me? What are you trying to show me and reveal to me that I can reveal to your people? And this is what God was showing me. He said, because when you are in the court of law, amen, you are no longer in the hands of God, you're in the hands of man. And so what you have to do prior to going to court, prior to being at the judgment seat of man, you have to study your enemy. You have to make sure that your ducks are in a row, that all your I's are dotted and all your T's are crossed. What do you mean by that? In other words, we need to make sure that we adhere to the word of God and that we stay in the presence of God, lest there be anything that the enemy can throw at us. They're going to have some surprise witnesses, praise the Lord. They're going to have some people, amen, that are coming out the woodwork to lie on you and to lie against you, praise the Lord. And what you have to do, you have to make sure that your reputation is clean. You have to make sure that your yeas are yeas and your nays are nays. Amen. You have to make sure that you're in right standing with God. So when they look you over and examine you and cross-examine you, that they can find no fault in you. You have to make sure that you agree with them quickly to show, hey, I need to study this person. What are their tendencies? What are the tricks that they use? The Bible also says that we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. We're not. We're supposed to know the tricks of the enemy. The Bible says that he comes as a roaring lion, amen, walking to and fro, seeing who he can devour. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We need to recognize the devil afar off. In other words, we need to agree, yes, that's my opposition. That's my adversary. That's the one that's got claims against me. He is my enemy. We need to recognize it quickly. Show that it's me on this side and you on that side. Jesus put it like this. If you are not for me, if you're not preaching my gospel, if you're not believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth, if you're not walking in my statutes, if you are not for me, then you are against me. There's no in between. You have to agree. That's my enemy, and I'm his enemy. He's my enemy, and I'm his enemy, praise the Lord. And the enemy that we're talking about is that spook of, amen, the devil, praise the Lord. He is our adversary. He is the one that, amen, comes against us and brings up charges against us, trumps charges against us, and tries to get us in prison. The Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He tries to destroy our reputation. He tries to kill our influence, amen. He comes to steal our joy, but we know who our enemy is. And as I was thinking about that, God said, well, look back for us. Let's see if this is something that I can connect together from the Old Testament. Because any time, amen, that I want to have a witness of what God is revealing to me now, I try to go back to the Old Testament and see if God had spoken this matter before. And so I started looking, amen, praise the Lord, in Genesis, the 31st chapter, glory to God. In Genesis, the 31st chapter, amen, Laban begins to talk, praise the Lord, and they begin to discuss, amen, something between him and Jacob, amen, because they did not trust one another. They were at odds with each other. They were each other's adversary. They knew that they could not trust one another. Sometimes we say the benediction, Lord, watch between me and thee while we ask one for another. But we have to look at that in context, amen. That does not mean that you have two friends that are leading for a long time and then, oh, that God brings them back together. That was a covenant that was made between Laban and Jacob because they did not trust one another. And so basically what they were saying, God, I know this is my enemy. I know that he means no good toward me. I know that I can't trust him. I need you to watch my back when I'm not in his presence. I need you to make sure that he does not harm my things, that he does not come and kill, steal, and destroy those things which I have built. I need you to watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. I need to agree that this is my adversary. This is my opposition. This is the one that's got false claims against me. He means me no good. Don't you know that, there's even a thing that we see in the world that keep your friends close and keep the enemies even closer? Why? Because I want to know what they're up to. I want to know their tactics. I want to know their strategies, how they're coming to kill me, how they're coming to destroy me. I need to recognize who's my adversary. I need to recognize who's my enemy, amen, who's in opposition of the things that God wants me to do. And so many times, amen, we look at stuff like this and we say, oh, my God, amen, with friends like this who needs enemies, but those are your adversaries, people that oppose you and what you're trying to do for God, people that always come in here trying to put a chink in your armor, trying to uncover you, praise the Lord, trying to find out what's going on in your life. And I remember one time, praise the Lord, as I see this quickly, amen, I was in the church and his deacon had saw that I had my Bible, and in my Bible there was a picture of another woman, me and another woman, and he grabbed the book real quick out of my hand and he looked for the picture and found it, and then he recognized that it was me and my little cousin, praise the Lord, at a birthday party, and he looked at it because he thought there was some suspicion of foul play, and that because he saw me hugging on another woman. But I tell you what, you have to recognize your enemy, praise God. You have to agree with your adversary quick and let him know, this is my enemy. I know they're in my face. I know they go to my church, praise the Lord, sometimes. I know that they sing in the choir. I know that they call me on the phone, all this. But you got to know, this person needs me no good. But the Bible does say to pray for those, amen, who despitefully use you and bless those that curse you. But I'm telling you right now that you cannot be in none of the devil's devices. You have to understand and know, excuse me, who your enemy is. And I thank God for this revelation, because when you start thinking about the world system, amen, and all the things that are going on in this world, and how that good is bad and bad is good and yea is nay and nay is yea and all these things, we recognize that this system is twisted and there are going to be laws created, just like there were biblical times, against what we believe. We know it right now. There's court summons, praise the Lord. There's people that have been taken to court because of their belief system, because they don't believe in same-sex marriage, because they don't believe in some of the things that are going on in this world. And though they're taken to court and they are found guilty in a court of law, that was established by the principles of the Bible, that was established by the Ten Commandments, this civilization that was made whole because of what God had said from the beginning, they are now being held accountable, praise the Lord, because their belief system is not like the world. So I come to give you warning today. I want you to study these scriptures, amen, in Genesis, the 31st chapter, and Matthew 5 and 25. I want you to recognize that there is a plan of attack out there by the enemy, and that's the reason why we must look, acknowledge and insight about how these tactics are going to be used against us. Amen. So God needs to be the one. The Bible says that if God doesn't keep the house, then even the watchman watches in vain. And that's all true. That's all true. Amen. But God has given us a chance for preparation, that we get our things together, that we know the tricks of the enemy, amen, that we guard ourselves, that we put on the whole armor of God. So that's what I'm imploring us to do today and say, that we put on the whole armor of God, that we can withstand the wiles of the devil, because the enemy is going to come and try to attack the people of God. So it's time for us to be on the opposition, glory to God, to be on the offense about what he's doing. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity. There's so much more to this, and as God reveals it to me, I'm going to reveal it to others. But y'all have a wonderfully blessed Lord in the name of Jesus.